org. MorningInNevadaPack.org. It runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's just an amazing event. It's kind of a who's who of Nevada politics. And again, I'm sorry I can't be there, but I can't be there this year. But I will be next year. I can just about promise you. One of the things we're going to do coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan and how the President of the United States has created just a horrible, horrible situation where we're having to send in our troops to rescue folks at our embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. And you know the amazing thing? It didn't have to happen. We went nearly a year with no casualties at all in Afghanistan. Did you know that? Under the former president? It's just unbelievable. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Sam Peters will join us a little bit later on in the program as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A group of moderate Democrats in the House are demanding quick passage of the infrastructure bill that's made it through the Senate. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nine Democratic members of Congress, regarded as centrists, have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter threatening to scuttle a fiscal blueprint outlining $3.5 trillion in spending on social programs and the environment, unless the separate $1 trillion infrastructure measure is first enacted into law. Progressives have demanded virtually the opposite. Before an infrastructure vote, they want the social and environment package to be ready to go. Solid Republican opposition seems certain, so Democrats can only pass legislation if they lose no more than three votes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China says it will not cooperate with the World Health Organization's new plan to investigate the origins of the coronavirus.
The WHO thinks the virus probably came from bats and passed to humans directly or through an intermediary animal. But it now wants more data from China, partly to continue investigating the theory that the virus escaped from a Chinese laboratory. China has rejected this approach. It's particularly adamant that the lab leak theory should no longer be part of the inquiry. Beijing believes this investigation has been politicized. That might be so, but not cooperating is also a political decision and will give fuel to those who think China has something to hide.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. New Mexico authorities are investigating a shooting that injured one person at a middle school near downtown Albuquerque. Police tweeted Friday that a suspect was taken into custody and there was no longer a threat at Washington Middle School or to the public. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P advanced 7. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Get everybody out there. Fallen Angel. Fallen Angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel. Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. St. Rose Dominican Hospitals is the first hospital group in Southern Nevada to require all employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Effective November 1st, company officials say the requirement will apply to employees and extend to doctors with hospital privileges and volunteers. No word yet if any other hospital group plans to follow in St. Rose Dominican's path. Well, come October 1st, concert giant AEG says that ticket holders will need to be vaccinated or they won't be able to attend any shows in the venues that the company owns and operates across the country. The company operates the theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. That's where Celine opens in November. And the theater at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Live Nation, another concert promoter with a major presence in Las Vegas, has said it's leaving proof of vaccination concerns up to the discretion of the performing artists. And the Smith Center has already said proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test will be required for anyone entering the center's two venues, Reynolds Hall and Myron's.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Your bumper to bumper right now on the 515 northbound at Flamingo, south at Desert Inn. Slow construction zones as well there on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern. There's only two lanes available, and it's touch and go there on the Beltway, 215 West at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. My name is Kevin Wall. We'll take you right up till 6 o'clock tonight. And, oh boy, I'm so excited because we always have fun when he's on. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader. He is a homeless activist. And, yes, he is a politician. Jesse, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been great, Kevin. It is even better now it's Friday. You know, Friday is the best day.
It is the best day of the week. Let me just ask you, we are still a long ways away from the primary, even longer ways away from the general election in November of 2022. What are you doing in a week like this? Are you out fundraising? Are you out speaking to groups? What is a campaign like at this time on the calendar?
Well, I pay for everything. I don't ask for any money. So I'm in my production company making my commercial. I own my own production company. I own my own recording studio. I own a political strategy company. So when I was a political strategist and an activist before, I decided to run for Congress. I have a lot of businesses that help people run for Congress. So a day like me is like now I'm making commercials in my production company, recording records, actually political music, mariachi records against communism.
Wow.
But I'm constantly busy running my businesses, and that's why I don't take any contributions. I pay for everything.
Oh, that's
I've
a great
way. I've been doing this 40 years.
That's a great way of doing it. You pay for it. Don't make the public pay for it. That's a great idea.
And I don't have to answer people's questions or give talking points. I feel like people who take money are controlled. It's like, as soon as you take some money, somebody's got a suggestion. There seems to be more than a suggestion. It's like, this is what I really want you to do if you want to keep getting this money. And I'm just not the kind of person. You can get highly disappointed giving me some money because I'm going to do exactly what I said I'm going to do.
I want to ask you, because I know you and I have talked down through the weeks about a lot of different stuff, some stuff political, some stuff non-political. But I want to ask you, what is it that motivated you to jump into this race? This is going to cost a lot of money. It's going to cost a lot of your time. Why run against Dina Titus?
Well, like I said, I started at 19 at the Reagan campaign in South Central, and I was the only Republican in my whole world. It was no other conservative in my whole entire world when I started. And I felt like the Democrats had done so much damage to the black race that at 19 I started out to defeat Democrats and dedicated my life to that. When I got older, they had switched to become more of a communist, and they started setting up a communist government, and I became a grandfather. And when I look at my grandkids and think about the America that I grew up in, I just wanted my grandkids to have a chance to grow up in a real America where they weren't controlled by a communist government. And I wanted them to be able to grow old and think about their grandfather and said, hey, you know, Grandpa saw this coming, but he didn't sit on the couch, and he didn't throw stuff at the TV and whine. I want to be able to, that's why I take my grandkids with me and show them. I got up and I did this and I'm doing it for you and every kid. Not just you. I love all children. But they'll have a chance like me and you, Kevin, to grow up in America where they have rights and freedom. And that's why I got into it, because Dina Titus is a communist and communists take your rights.
Wow. In order to get elected, you've got to work your way through this Clark County election confusion, and there's been a ton of confusion dating back to Stavros Anthony and the Clark County Commission election, Joe Gloria. Can you talk a little bit about what it's going to take to get an election that is fair and that meets the will of the people?
Well, me and you, Kevin, talked on your show about what happened on July 20th after that election was held and the police had to come. Remember we talked about that?
Yep.
And then after that, on July 28th, they have like a splinter group that says, now we're Clark County. So we've actually splintered into two groups. And I believe they elected Jesse Law, like some choppy group or counterfeit. I don't know what they are. Now, today, actually, they're having a fundraiser, a meet and greet for one whole new Clark County, CCRP. But on August the 17th, they're having an official CCRP meeting on Zoom. Now, the meeting that the actual official Clark County Republican Party had was disturbed. The meeting for the people who did the kind of disturbance, they had the election. It went great. now for the official meeting, they have to be on Zoom. And I guess if Jesse Law is elected by one group, then I actually came on your show and endorsed Carrie Butt because of all the great work she was doing in the community, actually bringing in and growing the party. If she's elected on August the 17th over Zoom, then we'll actually have two Clark County parties, one that just popped up with, I guess, Michael McDonald and Jesse Law. It's so confusing that I'm running for Congress in Clark County, and I don't know if Carrie Butt is elected over Zoom on August the 17th, whether we'll have two leaders. You know, so
well,
this is
well,
so confusing.
Hey, Jesse, at some point, the state party has to recognize. Don't they have to recognize one party or the other?
Well, right now, I'm the only one running that's willing to say anything. Fear is what people use on politicians. That's why I say I'm a politician. We can't keep putting people out here that's not actually real politicians, conservative politicians that know how to fight these communist type and take over taxes. That's why I am actually qualified, because I understand politics. I don't want nobody working on my car that's not a mechanic. I'm talking about he's a baker. You want somebody that actually know politics. And if you're running for something right now against these communists and these are dangerous times, you better not just be a politician. You better be a darn good one. And you can't be afraid. So we have, if any candidate's talking to you and they're not talking about it's two Clark counties now, that means they're so scared they shouldn't even be running. This is a very serious thing. I'm running for Congress for real, and I don't know who could be the leader or what. So until we have other people that's not afraid to stand up to Michael McDonald, he should resign. You know?
Let me ask you, when you need information or you need polling data or whatever, who are you going to call? Which Clark County Republican Party are you going to call?
I don't call either. I own my own data analysis company that's more efficient and better run than the whole Clark County Party. Like, Nick Phillips ran against Michael McDonald years ago. And the reason I backed Nick Phillips then, because he was in the data analysis. That's when I started my data analysis company. I went to everybody in the party and said, we're years behind collecting data and analysis. Out of analyzing, they wouldn't listen to me. So I went and started my own company. So when I need data and analysis, mine is better than theirs. And now they're just hiring people out of college that didn't. In their charts and everything is all wrong. They don't factor in the homeless. They don't factor in minorities. And they got these college-educated kids doing data from, like, Rens Priebus era. You know, the autopsy from when Rens Priebus and them did it. It's great.
Let me ask you a totally different issue. Illegal immigration, we're getting numbers out of the Department of Homeland Security that 212,000 illegals crossed our southern border. And a lot of people are saying you project that out over the course of a year. That's millions of people coming across our borders. And supposedly 40% of them are testing positive for COVID-19. What do you make of this?
They should tune in every Friday on the great Kevin Wall Show. Because we're talking about this week after week. We just thought this is about nationalized COVID Obama health care. And they're not illegals. The Democrats see them as citizens. We know this because the Biden 45 and a half administration is bringing out visas for vaccination visas for people who aren't citizens. So they consider these people coming over as citizens. They'll actually come out with a vaccination type passport and say you can't come from any country because you're a foreigner. Then they'll let them come in because they're citizens, and they're planning on making them citizens. And while we're not paying attention, while we're not taking communism seriously, you know, we're having fun and partying, they're not running on policy. They're implementing what they want to do right now. They're not going to ever run on policy. Communists don't run on policy. They run on control. So these illegals is coming in so that they can vote for Democrats. The whole COVID thing's got to be a con, because if they care, they'd stop it at the border. And they wouldn't be planning on giving every illegal immigrant that come over here Medicare, to get their universal Medicare that they could never pass, you know? But this is the con. And so unless we stand up and say, hey, all of this is fake, because you cannot possibly care about American citizens and mandate us while you got thousands and thousands of people coming across the border with the virus. And the gig is up. We know you just want to turn around and say we're racist or we hate them if we don't give them a pay for their medical. So now you got, you know, universal medical care. And we got to stop it before they can get it all together. Or we got a lot of weak politicians in the Republican Party that be so scared to be calling racist for not giving it to them that they'll just actually vote for universal health care for illegals just so they won't be standing there killing Hispanics. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
And I want to ask you, because a lot of people, I think, are starting to recognize that the Democrats are guilty of you know, human rights violations, civil rights violations in so many areas, but in particular in immigration. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, as a black American, I feel segregation through illegal immigration. When you work, and like I said, you could be the best house painter in the world. But if you go out there and you want to get a job on an all-illegal crew that has not assimilated and just speaks Spanish, you're going to be segregated for them. That's segregation. If you're white and you want to be a reporter for some racist like Lori Lightfoot, you're going to be segregated. If you don't have the vaccination and you're black and you live in New York, which like 70% of the people, you can't go to theater. You can't go anywhere. You've been segregated. That's why they came out with colored people backwards. I'm a real civil rights leader. That's why I say people say you like Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. They're not real civil rights leaders. They're fake. Because they would be standing up for segregation. That's what civil rights leaders do. They would be standing up for civil rights. They've taken due process. If you have a right to due process, we have a right to life. They've taken that through abortion. And what the Republican Party don't understand is civil rights is our movement. And the only way to stop somebody from taking your human and civil rights is to have a civil rights movement, which would seem logical, but we don't have a lot of people with intellect remnants. We got a lot of people with greed and ambition, you know, running things, but not competence. So we have to change illegal immigration into what it is, segregation. It's racist against Americans of all colors. Even Spanish people come to me and say, I feel segregated because I've never been to Mexico and don't speak Spanish. They just said I'm brown on the outside and white on the inside. And I say, they said it about me. They call me an Oreo. They call me black because I'm a Republican. Other than make me hungry for cookies, but they don't say it to my face.
That's amazing. That's, again, joining us, a guy that knows where all the bones are buried in CD1, he is Jesse Turner. He is a candidate for Congress in CD1, wants to unseat Dina Titus. He is a civil rights leader, he is a homeless activist, and he is a politician. I've got to ask you what the breaking news of the day is. It looks like Afghanistan is about to fall. President Biden has ordered 3,000 troops into Afghanistan to help extricate Kabul.
They're trying to evacuate us now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but for the embassy there, essentially, you know, evacuating the embassy. Is this another Biden mistake? I mean, he's made so many mistakes just in 7-8 months. Is this another example of incompetence at the presidential level?
Once again, Kevin, remember, man, you was talking about this like a month ago when he was standing on TV saying this was highly improbable. We was talking about how we just trained 300,000 Afghan soldiers who was going to turn all of this over to the... Remember, we seen this coming. That what people don't see coming is the humanitarian crisis. Well, here's the dirty little secrets we don't tell people in policy. First of all, we have the Afghan army, none of them is educated. That 80% of the men in Afghanistan can't write their name. That's true. So you know they can't spell Afghanistan. We left them with millions of dollars worth of tanks and sophisticated equipment that you have to be able to type the computer commands in. Second of all, none of the girls can be educated, period. Past the age of like 8, and that's just to learn how to cook and clean, or you get killed. So what we did was for 20 years, build schools and told these young ladies in Afghanistan to go to school. It's going to be like America, and learn, knowing that if the Taliban ever took back over, it's immediate death for all of these women. So what I see coming, I mean, you let us, let me and the people here to listen to you talk about the future. So what Joe Biden is going to do is kill a lot of women in Afghanistan. And we got these communists when I talk about how they care about women and Me Too taking people's rights and due process. And they let a humanitarian crisis happen where thousands of these girls are going to be killed just because we built schools for them. Knowing that the Taliban, that's their religion. They'll kill you for that. Not fake kill you. Kill you. And Joe Biden did that knowing that and then left the equipment to a bunch of uneducated people who could only fire a rifle. So wow. We talked about it, and now in the future, it'll be breaking news. Thousands and thousands of women are being killed in Afghanistan.
And now it's happening all over again.
It's bad.
Hey, Jesse, if people want to help your campaign, what is it you need at this date relative to your campaign against Dina Titus?
Well, we need to have a strong platform like I do. So we need to be peaceful and nonviolent. I'm having a peaceful and nonviolent rally and care for the community. We have people coming on your show talking about, we got to reach out to the community. We got to diversify. Well, you got to get off of having them gates and them golf courts to come down to the community. So Lou's is great. We're having a Care for the Homeless drive through the Peace and Nonviolent Movement. And it'll be coming up on the 24th of August at 4 o'clock. And or you can find me at Jesse Turner for NevadaDistrict1.com, the Peace and Nonviolent candidate. And that's why the Democrats fear me so much, because we have a very strong platform that's growing the conservative movement, and we're Trump supporters. And we're not ashamed of it. And that's just, it's just a triple threat, and they can't handle it. So I've been very blessed to meet you and for you to help us get the word out. And we're just starting. We have like 15 months to go before the election, and I'm like a year ahead. You know, you helped me so much because people are saying you started so soon. But with your help, I'm really ahead. And I'm not just fighting Dina Titus. I'm fighting commerce, and it's a global thing. And I know we think our politics is local, but now politics is national and global. And we need candidates who are good politicians, competent, and peaceful and nonviolent that can win the debate. And that's what's going to not only save Nevada, it's going to save America.
Wow. Jesse Turner, always good to visit with you. You have a wonderful weekend, my friend, and we'll talk with you again next week.
God bless you, and God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of